going.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knight!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butt.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Knights of Nerditude, a podcast for all things nerd. I am here in person with
Sam.
And on the Skype hotline, we've got...
Oh, I don't know who goes first when there's two of us on Skype. Well, I'm John.
And I'm Chris.
We're all here. Yay.
Well, not in person.
Not we're in back. Person, but yeah, we're back. It's been...
Podcast still exists.
long hiatus for the holidays, but we're back. We got plenty of stuff to talk about. Tons of stuff just happened between the last podcast and this one. So we're going to jump right in as soon as we possibly can with, obviously, Star Wars trivia is going to start us off. So the first question I have to ask is, what creatures do Han Solo and Chewbacca haul on the freighter? Was it Aravana? So what are the creatures on that freighter?
Hobbits.
Sam's going hobbits. John?
No, I'm giving up.
Chris is,
I have no idea.
No? No, they are...
Like spider things.
Rathtar. They are Rathtar. Yeah. Yeah. Not to be confused with Reptar from Rugrats. Anyways.
I love those movies.
I love the show. I mean, come on.
Ooh, there was a movie.
Yeah, there was like Rugrats Gone Wild. Anyways.
Rugrats Gone Wild.
Movies.
Yeah, or Go Wild. It's with the Wild Thornberrys. Okay.
Rugrats Go Wild. Rugrats Go to Paris. And then there's the Rugrats movie.
Anyways, so the next one is, where do people think Luke Skywalker went after he disappeared? Anybody?
Where does who think?
Everyone. Everybody.
He goes to Broadway.
I don't know.
He'll be cool. Into exile? I don't know.
But where in exile?
No idea.
The correct answer is not Broadway, Sam. Sorry. It's the First Jedi Temple. It's where they believe.
You're supposed to wait.
What, for what?
Next week.
No, that's not this week's.
Oh.
This week's, which no one's allowed to answer... is, but we already have a few answers, so hop on there and on facebook.com/knightsofnerditude. It is, what is Kylo Ren's birth name? Probably the easiest question we've had in, I'm going to say, months.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but... Yeah.
Malcolm X.
Glad it's back.
Yeah.
And I still don't care, because this movie sucked.
Yeah, you know what?
All right. Force Awakens wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Are we at the point, by the way, where we're just going to say Solo was just as good as 7 and 8?
No,
I'm
eight,
pretty much
eight
there.
Is bad. Like,
I still have yet to see Solo, and it's now free.
I'll give you this. Solo is better than 8.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
By far.
Like, Solo is one of those movies that has grown on me. Like, the more I think back at it, the more I'm like, you know what? That wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Very, very predictable.
Still will watch it, and it's free.
It's absolutely better or not, it's definitely in the same class. It's
yeah.
Like, no.
Rogue One was good, and outside of that, I'm just not feeling it.
I think Rogue One was the last legit good Star Wars movie.
I don't know. I'd say Rogue One is a little better, but I don't think it's that much better.
Yeah. Okay.
And man, you know what I'm just thinking now? What, we're a year out from Star Wars?
Yeah.
Or 18 months?
A year. It's next December.
Haven't seen really anything yet, weirdly.
Still too soon.
Yeah, I would say by May.
Yeah, next summer we'll see it.
Definitely. All right, so moving on. We're going to go into the news. We got some
news heavy.
Yeah, this is a very news heavy episode for all those wondering if you haven't been paying attention to the news like I didn't. yeah. Anyways, so Netflix news. First of all, Daredevil is canceled.
Yeah, this one shocked the world.
When it was canceled, it was the fourth highest rated show or viewership wise.
How do they know that? Because like Netflix does not release their information.
Netflix, I think, released that. I don't know how they got their information, but it was
They don't.
It was
there's a third party.
Oh, okay.
There's a third party kind of surveyor, sort of like the eight people and those other ones that take the political things. They actually did a tracking of everything, and then they throw all that stuff out there.
Yeah, I think they track like the buzz the show gets, which is really not a great metric for like stuff people just watch at like 10 o'clock at night and don't really talk about. Yeah, you know? Like most of the stuff on Netflix, but who knows.
But yeah, so fourth, like most popular at the time of being canceled, which is kind of amazing. But it furthers my theory that all this stuff is going to Disney X.
Did anybody finish season 3?
No, I
except for me.
Yeah, you were the only one.
Well, there's your problem right there.
They were like, only Chris finished it. We gotta cancel it.
Chris was the only person to finish.
Season 3, I think, was the best out of one.
Yeah, I still got to go back and watch that. I've been, unfortunately, playing a lot of Minecraft lately, so it's been tough.
Season 3 is better than, I think, almost as good as, if not better than, Season 1. So I think they just hit a lot of points, and they made a lot of good story out of that episode, out of that season. So I don't, and I'm not the only one. Ryan thinks the same way. He loves season 3. So
no, it got good buzz.
I don't know why they were. It's not just that. It's just somebody from Netflix and somebody from Disney kind of leaked, for lack of a better term, that it's not going on Disney Plus, which is the new streaming platform name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is that,
you know, what are you going to do with this stuff?
They're going to just go straight Defenders or something like that.
Yeah. Cause, so they canceled it with season 4 already mapped out. So they already knew what was happening in season 4. And when they canceled it, Marvel kind of came forward and be like, don't worry, this isn't the last you've seen of Daredevil. So that's making me wonder.
The only thing I can think of is that they're just going to go Defenders.
Defenders, that Netflix has already been canceled, though.
Oh, they already canceled
Defenders? A while ago. Like, not too long after that season, they were like,
that was a one-time thing.
Yeah, it was like a one-time thing. They're not going back. But they've even, you know, people have even been talking about, you know, the spin-off shows and stuff that are possibly, that are going to happen because, you know, of all the buzz around these shows and the popularity. So it's kind of, it makes me believe that, that these are going to Disney. They're going to the Disney streaming service, and that Netflix there's no reason Netflix would let go of these unless Disney puts something in play. So Disney has some kind of deal with Netflix to allow them to let go of these properties.
Netflix is weird.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
No, they all.
They
no, but I think
well, I know they don't, but
yeah, I mean, the thing with Netflix, I think part of it is that Netflix wanted this to die because it wasn't really a Netflix show; it was made by Disney.
Mm.
So
it was. They didn't kind own of own it. It's kind of like sci-fi. Sci-fi has particular shows that are contracted out to Canadian studios, and the Canadian studios are the ones who actually benefit from it. Sci-fi just streams it. So therefore, they drop all of their shows, like The Expanse. That was Canadian. There was also what was the other one that I liked? I forgot the name of it.
Oh God, Dark Matter.
Yeah. So that was Canadian.
There was also the
sci-fi wasn't getting any benefit from it.
There was also that Succubus show, something girl.
Is it Lost Girl?
Lost Girl. Yeah.
Lost Girl. Yeah, I actually liked part of it. So
I've never seen any of these shows, but I'm on top of this.
Yeah. Go Sam.
Yeah. No, but sci-fi got rid of them because they're not benefiting.
Yeah, they're not making any money.
It's sort of a lost cause.
Yeah.
So Netflix is kind of doing the same thing. Like John said, get rid of all these shows that are Disney properties. Netflix, it has a contract with them, obviously, and it's costing probably a shit ton of money to make these episodes. Just get rid of it. Like, cut your losses and spend $140 on a Scottish Rebellion movie, you know?
I think part of it for Disney too you know, they've got all these Netflix streaming shows coming out, like Marvel shows. Like, they're going to do a Scarlet Witch one and a Loki one. I think they want to just make that the focus more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know? Because I think it sounded like some of the stories I've seen that the movie, you know, like Kevin Feige, whatever.
Yeah. One day we'll get it right.
No idea. Yeah.
Kevin Feige.
Yeah. So Kevin Feige, like, I guess, wasn't a fan of the TV shows because they were kind of done separately, like very roughly coordinated. But at the end of the day, it was Marvel TV was making it, not the Marvel movies. So mm-hmm. I think with the new shows, they're all going to be under his control or something like that. So.
Okay.
And I mean, you know, I don't think it's bared out to a certain extent. I mean, like, I think the movies are a higher quality than the TV shows, even if you, you know, adjust it for production and all that. I just mm-hmm. think, you know, they seem to be a little bit more compelling and with their shit together. So who knows? Not the worst thing to just try out. Cause I mean, you know, Disney's got this big streaming platform that's coming out and, you know, they're going to need people. So you got to go with the big shows with, you know, the Hollywood actors and shit. So,
I mean, it's nice to see Marvel cutting the fat before, like, let's be honest, the fall. Because, like, at some point, people are just going to stop seeing superhero movies at superhero shows. So it's like, it's good to see them leaning down before then.
I guess, but the problem is with the Disney and Netflix and Marvel as a whole. Netflix has the better villains, if not the best villains. That's the problem. The Marvel movie villains suck. The Netflix TV show villains are awesome. Kingpin, Ray D'Onofrio, hands down is the best villain in Marvel right now. All of Marvel.
Yeah, he's done an amazing job as Kingpin.
I mean, it's Vince D'Onofrio,
yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
like Vince, Ray.
Sorry, I was thinking
who's
Ray
this
Donovan
Ray?
For some
it's
reason.
His brother Ray.
It's Ray
D'Onofrio. Hey, I'm Ray D'Onofrio.
I'm just imagining,
sorry, yeah,
like,
I think it's just because I have it on my
Ray
screen,
Liotta just trying to reinvent himself or something.
Oh, Ray Liotta.
It's like, I've quit smoking, so now I'm going to reinvent myself.
Is he from Australia or England?
Who? Ray Liotta?
D'Onofrio.
Oh, Ray D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio's from the U.S.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. Oh, okay. It's my Jason Statham.
Oh, okay. I feel you.
He's from just Liechtenstein. Like
man.
Well, speaking about Marvel movies, we got a trailer.
Well, I was going to get to that in a little bit. We still a couple more Netflix news that came out. The first one that I think Sam and John are going to be super excited for, not so much for Chris, but Blade Runner is getting an anime on Netflix.
So here's my dilemma. One, I like the new Blade Runner.
Yes.
I did not like the first one, but I like the new one.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate anime.
I understand your dilemma, because I hate anime too, but you know what? There are some anime that are actually pretty
good.
Here's
the thing. I've never found one anime that
watch
I like.
Attack on Titan.
I have.
Oh yeah, that's
and you've
right.
heard me talk about it. It's bad Hamlet.
That's right.
It's all characters just standing around talking about how they feel. In like ways where it's like, yeah, I can understand how being eaten by a giant monster would suck. You don't have to spend 15 minutes on telling me why it sucks. I don't need that. I can figure it out on my own. I'm a little sensitive about this.
We can tell.
Also, I'm on my second beer, so.
Well, here's my thing. I'm a little nonplussed about it, although I'll probably check it out.
Yeah.
There was, so in the build-up to Blade Runner 2049, a series of short movies released that mm-hmm. essentially gave a backstory to the events of the movie. Not like real, like micro, like what's actually going on. More like they talk about like the blackout and stuff. And I think part of it has to do with that. Anyway, I watched the anime one. There's another one with some more Leto in it, and I watched that one. Yeah, I kind of like take it or leave it. I'll check it out though. But
okay.
Hey, I mean, I don't hate them trying to like explore that IP a little bit more. Mm. So,
like, I know they did a Godzilla anime two-parter. I've yet to actually watch. I love Godzilla, but Sam, like, I'm in the boat. Like, anime, I just kind of draw the line. I'm like, I don't know if I can. It's a dangerous slope where it's like, maybe I can dabble in a little bit of anime, but I don't want to submerge myself in that culture.
It should just break. They should just use the Altered Carbon sets and just make a live action one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much what Altered Carbon is.
Sean, are you talking about the Netflix Godzilla anime?
Yes, yes.
It's not good. I watched the first one.
Oh, did you watch the second one?
No.
Yeah.
I could barely get through the first one.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll ever watch them, but I love Godzilla, so.
Yeah.
I've seen that one with Ichiro going to the island and everybody talks. I've seen that one, but I'm like, anime? I don't know.
Was that Son of Godzilla?
No. That's, was it? Oh, God. I see the cover of
it. That's Weekend at Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla's dead, but we have to prop him up.
Or else fucking Mothra's gonna think he's not dead.
He's got like sunglasses on the whole movie. And a Hawaiian shirt. Oh, man. That's it. Oh, we can add Godzilla's. Anyways, the last Netflix thing that I wanted to brush upon is a movie that I will watch eventually. It's just not the right time for me personally. The Christmas Chronicles came out recently. I don't know if you guys have heard about this with Kurt Russell.
I've seen the commercials.
Yes. Seems to be pretty popular. It generated 20 million downloads in its first week, according to, of all people, Netflix released that because...
Well, they, whenever something does really well, they're flaunting their ass.
And that's what they did. They're like, see, this is the greatest movie in Kurt Russell's career because they're doing theoretical math saying if every download was a ticket sale, that's a $200 million opening weekend, which is insane, but that's what they're going with.
Go to hell, escape from New York.
Exactly. So it's not the right time for me. I like to wait till closer to Christmas to actually start watching Christmas movies. I started
after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, see, I can't. It's way too... I'm still slowly pushing into the Christmas music, and my Christmas music is like funny Christmas music.
So, tiny little tangent here. Hallmark has not one, but two Christmas adaptations of Pride and Prejudice. Just want to throw that out there.
Don't hit the table.
Oh my God.
Like, in the Pride and Prejudice CU?
Yeah. But it's like,
did you guys know that Netflix is trying to make as many Christmas movies to the competitor for Hallmark Movie Channel?
Yeah, yeah, good luck with that.
Are you familiar with the Christmas Prince series?
Yes, no. I did see that.
Clearly, I'm not.
Yeah, with the girl from iZombie.
Oh yeah, that's who she is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good show. You guys should watch it.
Yeah, no, it's coming to a close this year, though.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I'm surprised, Chris, you haven't watched it since it's on the CW.
Yeah. And it's a comic book adaptation.
I know. I'm sorry. There's just way too many shows right now for me to watch.
Yeah. It's okay. But yeah, so Monster Weekend for Kurt Russell. Good for him.
Ooh, they got... Netflix has got Mickey's Christmas Carol. I gotta go check that out.
Yeah, that was by far the worst of the Christmas Carols, honestly.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, no, Mickey's Christmas Carol is the worst.
I don't know. Hallmark probably has 12 different Christmas Carols.
Of the major Christmas Carols, Mickey's is probably the worst. And especially, like, there's one thing that I always take away from that movie is, like, there's a line at the end where he gives to charity. and the line is supposed to be "and not a penny less," but Scrooge McDuck in that version says "and not a penny more," and that just sounds like a like him being a dick still. And I love how Chris is apparently in the bathroom right now, or something.
Yeah, are you relieving yourself?
No, I'm going up to. I'm definitely getting some water from the sink. Okay. No.
You gotta, Chris, you gotta learn how.
I'm a hard peer.
And not a flusher, apparently.
Button in the remote session.
Well, I'm glad I didn't start using the router right now.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Anywho. So, yeah. So now we can talk about that little trailer that came out, John, called, you know, the second trailer of Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Anybody, Sean, have you been knee-deep at all in the Marvel rumors? Because, like, I've been just seeing on Twitter for, like, the last week, like, oh, Avengers 4 is going to drop today.
Yeah, so.
And it just hasn't.
So, okay. We'll talk about that a little later.
Okay.
Because there's news supposedly coming out about that. But for this trailer, obviously it just gave us a little bit more of what we kind of already know. Shows, you know, Nick Fury and Carol Danvers' relationship a little bit better. And kind of shows, like, she's Kree and they're fighting the Skrulls. We actually get good looks of the Skrull this time around, which is kind of nice. So, I mean, this movie, I mean, it makes me excited for Captain Marvel, which is comes out, what, March? Hello? Chris, how's that water doing? I just
cleared my throat. Sorry. Jesus.
Oh, no, it's,
I am going to say something. But
like, I said a point, and all we hear is, like, you moving around. It's kind of funny.
I'm just moving around.
I didn't realize.
Yeah,
so I'm getting all ramped up for the, you know, the Fantastic Beast discussion.
I did not realize that the director of Captain Marvel, well, I shouldn't say director, directors, the husband-wife duo of, what's it, Ryan Fleck and Anna Boden, what is he on IMDb? They also did one of my favorite movies, like, the last, like, 5 years, Mississippi Grind, which, like, no one fucking saw, but it's classic Ryan Reynolds. Anyway, this trailer was, I don't know, it was the same as all the other fucking trailers.
It, man.
No, but there's a difference between this. There's a difference with this one.
I mean, more this stuff one, within it.
I know, but this explains the movie a lot more. If you're going to watch a trailer,
that's
you
true.
Watch this one. Yeah, you don't watch the first one. The
I mean,
whole Kree and Skrull thing, yeah. You need to know that.
Because, I mean, so we all know Ronan the Accuser from Guardians of the Galaxy is a Kree. He is supposed to be in this movie. So that's key there. You also,
now, is he a Kree?
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
What?
Is, okay.
How is that a spoiler? Like, they once this movie got announced, they were like, and it's a prequel, and Ronan the Accuser's going to be there. And it's like, oh, cool. Like, not really a
except
spoiler.
For the casual average moviegoer who just simply watches the trailer.
Who will be like, Ronan the who?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
yeah.
Who's this guy? Who's the Rodan? Why is there a giant pterodactyl thing in this movie? I thought that was Godzilla.
Pretty sure Ronan is spelled differently than Rodan.
I know, but people like to hear things differently.
So Rolade's the accuser. is in this.
Prolade's the accuser. I like that one.
No, but John's right, though. John's right. This trailer doesn't make you want any more or any less to go
right.
see this movie.
It just kind of, like, explains the plot
so
much better.
Is anyone else nervous about Brie Larson's acting in this?
Yes. Yes. Thank
yes.
you for mentioning that.
Like, oh, my God.
Sam,
yes.
have you not seen Room? Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
John is clearly a roomie.
So I have not seen The Room. Or not Room.
Yeah.
Not The Room. The
I have seen.
Completely different.
I personally have seen Room with Brie Larson. It was an okay movie.
Like, I'm not doubting she can act. I'm doubting did she act in this?
Yeah, she. Some of the lines she delivers come off a little flat.
Yeah.
So I am a little nervous about that. Who knows? It might be. There could be a reason for it. Like maybe before she finds out who she is, she's very monotone and has no feeling in her voice.
They removed emotion.
Maybe she's Cree. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Trailers, it doesn't like lend itself to like, oh, look how good their performance is. Yeah. You know,
I mean, obviously,
really just
like
going for like mood and story. Yeah,
obviously, you know? Samuel Jackson is going to do awesome regardless of what's going on. I mentioned it to Sam. So at the end of the trailer, there's that little clip of, Nick Fury playing with the cat. For those people out there, that don't know, Captain Marvel does have a pet sort of cat in the comics. Problem is it's not a cat. It's an alien, that has tentacles that come out of its face and, lays eggs. So,
well, this is a spoiler.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, who knows how,
yeah, this is a hardcore spoiler.
Hey, it's a comic book thing.
I know, but it's a hardy.
Who knows if they're going to do this?
Spoiler worthy thing.
Who knows if it's a spoiler? But yeah, so it's, you know, a creature, but, like, I was reading into it, and apparently when she first gets this cat creature thing, Rocket Raccoon is there and warns her what it is. And so I'm like, in my head, I'm like, we don't know how old Rocket Raccoon is. So maybe he's going to make a cameo or something. That's just me being stupid, but hey, we could all use more Rocket Raccoon, right? Right.
It won't happen.
No, I know it won't happen. But hey, you know, we all know that Groot is like millions of years old, and
It's not going to happen.
I'm not really fond of Rocket Raccoon after that weird tangent he did in Star Is Born.
God damn it, Sam!
You know, you never fail, Sam. Except this one was 20 minutes in.
Oh God. Anyway,
can we move on?
We'll move on.
Can we have a brief discussion about trailers, though? Because I have a hot take.
Well, what's your hot take on trailers?
All right. No movie has ever needed a trailer less than Avengers 4.
Yeah, that is true.
That's true.
Yes, I agree.
Like, who in their right mind is like, I need to see more before I'm in?
Yeah.
Who needs to be sold on this movie?
And like,
the only thing I would like to see is where it takes place.
Yeah, like,
so I just want to see where. Is it on Earth? Is it on Thanos' planet? Is it, you know, is it in the galaxy somewhere else? I just want to see where. I don't need to see who's in it. I don't care.
We kind of know who's in
it. I know what the plot is already.
Yeah.
It's actually a period piece that takes place in 18th century England.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but wouldn't it just kind of be badass though if they were just like, "Yeah, there's no trailer to this movie."
I think it would be really. You remember how Downey Jr. pushed it up a week? It would be awesome if Infinity War did not release a trailer at all, even though we know we're gonna get one. If the only trailer they released was Infinity War 4. I don't know what the title. I forget what the title is.
They haven't released the title.
And then the date.
Yeah, like you just hear the Avengers music and like it just flashes Avengers 4, whatever.
The trailer
is that Friday.
The trailer is before Avengers.
Oh, that'd be dope.
By the way,
if you see Avengers 4, say for example, December 7th. If we saw a trailer just said Avengers 4 December 7th, which is this weekend,
date that would live
I'm done.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to the Avengers 4 stuff. We got that planned at the end of our show. So really quickly, we're going to go on to another movie that is expected out in, what is that, 2 weeks from now, roughly? Sam is really looking forward to it. It's Aquaman.
Woo!
Aquaman is WB lifted their social media ban, which they've held steady on for basically the entire DCEU because it's been that bad. So they lifted it for the people who saw it early. Very positive reviews. It's gotten really good reviews so far.
And when does it come out?
It comes out the 21st, the weekend of Christmas. So it's in 2 weeks.
So these are fans.
Fans and some so fans and some critics, but
I can almost guarantee you there's maybe two critics in the theater because they don't actually allow critics until like 4 days before.
Yeah, it all depends on the studio. The studio can make that decision if they want.
There's no way critics are in there right now.
Yeah.
There's no
way. They lifted the social media ban, and all the reviews on social media were like, is it a perfect movie? Far from that. But is it entertaining? Yes. So I'm excited because, I mean, I'm not expecting this to be like an Oscar award winning film, but at the same time, I don't want this to be like Fanforstic. So I'm hoping it's just a fun movie to watch. It's going to be goofy at times. It's going to be silly, but I feel like it's going to be fun. And on the plus side, if anybody listening or anybody on our podcast is an Amazon Prime member, you can actually purchase pre-screening tickets to go see this. I think it's like the 15th is when the pre-screening comes out. But you can buy tickets to that to go see this movie a little early, which I'm very surprised Sam has not done.
I don't know why they're doing that.
You do realize my fandom of this movie is facetious, right?
Yeah.
just thought.
You don't want to be one of the first people to see this movie?
No.
Why not?
Because it's going to be terrible.
It's got good reviews, Sam.
Like, when you said it got good reviews, I started to panic. I'm like, great, I'm going to look like a jackass.
No, well, this movie is going to be very mediocre.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, all we have to run on right now is the fact that WB, for the first time in a long time, lifted the social media ban, and it's gotten good reviews.
I think the news here is the fact that if you have an Amazon Prime membership, you can see it a week early.
I think that's
the news.
Yeah.
It's not giving a shit about the reviews. It's just, why? What is this? Is this like a cash grab by WB? Are they that desperate to try and get people to see this movie?
I honestly, part of me wants more movies to do this. Like, if it's successful and people actually do go see Aquaman early and it is a halfway decent movie, I would like other movies to do this. Obviously not like Avengers or Star Wars, but like others, like smaller movies, I wouldn't mind seeing some like a little early.
Yeah, small movie like Aquaman.
Sam, based on the rest of the
end. One of my favorite quotes I saw referred to it as Undersea Star Wars.
Yeah.
Somebody who had seen it. So there you go. That's a thing.
Yeah. So that comes out the 21st or the 15th if you have Prime. Six days early. So go see it. I want to touch upon this. So Thanksgiving, obviously we were off, but that weekend, huge weekend for movies. It was like a record-setting weekend for movies. Every movie did amazing, except for one. This little-known Robin Hood movie that was supposed to start its own movie universe with Jamie Foxx was in it. And
let's be honest, what movie isn't out there to start
exactly
the universe?
But it was supposed to start the Robin Hood movie universe, and they stated this months in advance. The promotions were like, this isn't your normal Robin Hood, and it went down. I don't know, I doubt it's even in theaters anymore, but I think it made $14 million worldwide opening weekend. Which is just atrocious for a movie that's, I think, $150 million budget. No one went to go see this movie.
So who in Hollywood keeps insisting that Robin Hood is a moneymaker?
Right? There was that
film with Russell Crowe.
There was that Mel Brooks one.
So here's another thing. Who in Hollywood is convinced ancient English folklore is a moneymaker?
Yeah.
It's like we're going to King Arthur and Robin Hood.
And, we're going to make the Canterbury Tales.
It's free IP. It's like, you know, you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Movie has not come out in China yet, so.
Do you think this is going to do well in China? I'm going with no.
Well, it did as of December 2nd. So mm-hmm. that Sunday,
yeah.
It's done $2.8 million in the UK, which is
ouch,
not good at all.
Ouch. No. Yeah, so this movie is going down as, I think, the flop of the year.
Leo produced it.
Even better.
I think it is the flop of the year so far.
Yeah, I don't think anything has matched this. This is, it's that bad.
Yeah, that's really bad. Looking here, $50 million worldwide,
yeah.
$100 million budget. That ain't great.
No,
not really.
They're expecting $50 million out of China. That ain't happening. So that unfortunately happened. But Chris, you were mentioning before, you have some Walking Dead news that you wanted to share with us.
Not really news, just like an update.
Update. Okay, what's your Walking Dead update?
So I was listening to another podcast, actually, about kind of similar to what we do, and they brought up The Walking Dead. And typically when I hear episodes and what's going on, I'll shut it off because I don't want to be spoiled. But this time I did. And spoiler alert for those who are still watching Walking Dead, still, which is very few comparatively to what they were. Mm-hmm. So they killed off Carl.
Yep.
Killed off Rick, but he's gone from the show.
Yep.
Maggie is gone without a kind of send-off.
Really?
And Jesus now. So they got rid of... obviously, they got rid of the two main characters who the entire comic is written about.
Yeah.
And then they got rid of Jesus, who was sort of like Daryl, huge fan favorite. And the reason why is
Jesus
because
is a character?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason why is the character on Talking Dead said, oh, I didn't like the direction that Jesus was going because Jesus is a badass in the comics. And I'm like, kicking ass. He's a good fighter. Mm. And in the show, he wasn't.
What's the matter, Sam?
It's like Jesus is a good fighter. Just as someone who hasn't watched the show, I'm assuming it's just a character Jesus,
yeah, not actually,
not
Jesus.
Actually Jesus.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm imagining it as Jesus.
Yeah. So I just wanted to give a little. It's. I'm officially done with Walking Dead. I haven't watched any of this season at all.
Wow.
But like, I'm tapped after Carl died.
Like if
that's
it was
pretty much
actually
it.
Jesus, I might actually watch the show. Like, where they're like, no. By the way, Jesus is a badass zombie killer. Watch your show.
Like South
can
Park's.
We move, can we
Red...
move away from the Jesus thing here? Because it's just bad radio.
Red sleigh down. That's all I'm saying.
The thing that I wanted to bring up was I'm looking at viewership numbers now.
Yep.
And we are back at season one level here, folks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is we haven't hit the lowest yet. The lowest was like 4.79 million or 73 million right now, and that was like episode 3 of season 1. Which was brand new. Not many people were talking about it. There wasn't a huge following. We eventually hit like 18 million, but now the lowest this season is at 4.79. So we're flirting with the lowest it's ever been.
Jeez.
And I don't think there's been an episode over 6 million this season. So
yeah, it's just keeps
that
it off.
Said, those are still fantastic numbers comparatively to other shows. Like all the CW TV shows never get more than 2 million ever. Yeah. So it's just comparatively to the rest of the shows out there, it's still pretty damn good. But compared to the other seasons of Walking Dead, it's the worst or second worst we have yet to see.
We have a lot of fans out there that that they're just riding it out till the end. Like, kind of like, I've invested this much time. I need to find out how it's going to end. Which
is fine. And those are the only ones left, I would say.
I honestly think those are the only ones left.
I have yet to know somebody who actually thinks Walking Dead is good now.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Which is sad.
It is, but you know, it's one of those kind of tricks that in tests that TV shows and TV channels and studios need to guess, and they need to guess right. When is a good time for a show to be over?
Yeah.
Clearly AMC failed miserably with this one. But then you have other ones like NBC and Grimm. They ended good note, you know. Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of other examples that end on a good note.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's The Walking Dead for me.
All right.
I just wanted to give a quick update. We haven't talked about Walking Dead in a while.
It has been a long time. So Sam and John, you guys really quickly touched. You watched. Other Side of the Wind?
The Other Side of the Wind.
What is this movie? I have an idea, but for the viewer.
So, what's his name? Orson Welles.
So Orson Welles, this was like essentially his last movie, although he didn't finish like a bunch of movies. Sam, did you watch the documentary that went along with it?
I have not watched, was it They'll Love You When You're Dead, or They'll Love Me When I'm Dead.
You definitely have to watch that. Regardless of if you like the movie or not, the documentary is like legit great. Because it's like such a shit, it's such a crazy story that, you know, just the source material is great. Anyway, no, so this is a movie that was unfinished for a long time. Was pretty much shot. It just like wasn't edited or, you know, there might have been some audio they needed to add or something like that. So, it's finally finished by, Peter Bogdanovich, among a couple other people. And it was also like held up in like a rights thing too, I guess. But Netflix finally bought it and decided to get it out, put it out. This movie is pretty bonkers for now, let alone, you know, 40, almost 50 years ago when it was shot.
Yeah.
Sam, how would you describe this movie?
Weird. Just the way it's shot is weird because it's shot as if it's like some kind of documentary because it's like the last night of this director's life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the shots from it are all these cameras from these news crews that are around at this party, this like rap party for a movie he's doing. The thing about this movie that just struck me is I have never seen a movie that somehow is a parody of itself.
So, yeah, it's incredibly, like, meta.
Yeah.
Like, it is... So, first off, the format is just highly experimental.
Yeah.
Because it goes from, you know, like, 16, 32 millimeter, like, almost like home movie kind of look.
Yeah.
To... Then it's a director who is, you know, making this other movie that's actually called The Other Side of the Wind. But when you see those shots, it's like full on, you know, looks like a real, you know, movie.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not, but it, you know, it's full widescreen 16:9, like, you know, theater kind of movie. So, yeah, it's just wild. No, and, you know, so... This director is filming this other movie, which has literally no plot. It's just a guy following a girl.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have no idea what the fuck
and
is going
on. It's an incredibly stylized movie where it's like, this is the last movie a famous director made. And it's incredibly stylized and kind of weird. And you're sitting there going, wait, is he trying to say, is he trying to parody the movie he's making right now?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like, yeah, like it's on so many different levels that, and it doesn't like, it's almost one of those things. It's like, you know how they say like a painting, like sometimes you have to like just take a step back to kind of like see it all.
Mm.
Like this movie, you almost like have to actively just take a step back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we're not telling you much at all about it.
It's just a hard movie to talk about because,
yeah,
not much happens in the movie.
No, I mean, what really? So they go to this guy's house.
Yeah,
or go to his house. There's like a party/press junket to celebrate the end of filming this movie. In the meantime, he's showing clips of the movie that they filmed. Mm. And yeah, there's midgets show up.
So. There's midgets there. There's one plot point in the entire movie, and that's when like they reveal they're struggling trying to fund the movie.
Right.
Which is what kind of technically happened in this case.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's absolutely what happened. So the documentary that goes along with it, which I think is superior, which I don't want to say superior because it's like saying like, well, what did you like better, you know, that steak you just ate, or, you know, what did you enjoy more, that or like your team winning the World Series? Like, it's two completely different things. Mm. But can I share two tidbits to whet your appetite? So to fund the movie, you know, a lot of these guys, or like the main guy who was helping Orson Welles, his director of photography, the guy who was like filming a lot of it, you know, Orson Welles wasn't paying him. Like, all the money they got was to make the movie, was to fund the actual operations by and large. So this guy had to go off and like film other things. So he was doing like B movies, and you know, a lot of B movies kind of bordered on porn. And then, well, he just filmed porn too. So there's this story of like Orson Welles, like they finally got another, you know, spurt of money to like go finish the movie. And this guy's like, yeah, Orson, I got to, you know, finish this like porn movie I'm doing. So Orson Welles like fucking helps the guy. And he's like editing like the shower scene and shit. And I just thought it was just such a crazy story. The other thing, so
Backdoor Sluts 9, directed by Orson Welles.
Yeah, edited by Orson Welles. Yeah. Which is just like, okay. Then the other thing was, so, you know, they finished shooting it, and then he's staying at, they didn't even finish shooting it. They finished shooting at one location, and then they just had to do, like, pickup shots and shit elsewhere. So he's staying at Peter Bogdanovich's house, who's this other, you know, acclaimed director. He hasn't really done a lot lately, but he, you know, kind of had a couple big movies in the 70s, which is hilarious because then he's in the movie playing a version of himself as well. So there's a lot going on. And the documentary kind of helps explain it, and you get a better appreciation for the movie as in general too. But so he's staying at this guy's house, and he's like a house guest, and he's like pretty much overstaying his welcome. And this guy, you know, the director's wife, he's talking about how, like, yeah, so he threw a hissy fit one time when I didn't get him fudgicles or something like that. So you just imagine, like, fat Orson Welles, like, flipping out about fudgicles. Anyway, it's a really great documentary. You don't really need to see the movie. They show you parts of the movie to get it, but it's, the documentary's like, I would give it like a 9 out of 10, and the actual Other Side of the Wind, I don't even know how I would score it.
Yeah.
I think I have to watch it 3 more times to give you an accurate score.
To give you an idea, right now, Rotten Tomatoes gives it an 82%.
Yeah.
Roger Ebert, 4 out of 4.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, this movie is the kind of movie where it's like, you can tell no one had the balls to turn to the director and be like, no, you can't do that. That won't make sense. They'll be just
They were like pretty much, yeah, I mean, they're pretty much making it up, certain aspects of it as they go along.
Yeah.
Like, he literally yelled at people, like, now there's midgets on the roof. So, like, or like, there's midgets walking through. And they're like, what the fuck is he talking about? And then they shot pickups of, like, midgets, like, just, you know, in another location walking around. And it's like, what? This has nothing to do with the rest of the movie.
Yeah, it was like, why are there midgets in this movie? Like, okay, great, they're getting work. I feel good for that. But, like, they serve no point in this entire story.
Oh, man. All right. So, I'm not going to ask you guys to rate it. I think
I rated Apple.
Yeah.
How many apples?
It's,
Sam?
11D. That's how many.
11D. Okay. Oh, man. Well, I guess we'll go from that confusing review down to another.
By the way, like, yep. Legitimately, my highest recommendations for the documentary, what is it? They'll Remember Me When I'm Dead.
Yeah.
But The Other Side of the Wind, I don't know a single. Like, I know Sam, like, we could then talk about it, but, like, I don't know if I'd actually recommend it to anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a difficult movie to recommend.
Yeah. Sounds it.
It's one of those movies where it's like, it's an experience. I don't know if it's a good one, but it's certainly an experience.
Yeah, it is different to say the least.
So, Chris's Potter Porn came out recently, and he was able to go see that. Well, I feel like, oh shit! My turn to talk! Chris, you went to go see Fantastic Beasts 2,
yeah.
Crimes of Grindelwald, I believe is the correct way of saying it.
Yeah, the Germans pronounce it W's with a V, folks.
Yeah, so it's Grindelwald. which only one person in the film actually pronounces it correctly, which is was Jude Law, Dumbledore, because he yeah. knows. I thought that was my little trivia there. Chris, you can take it from there.
Okay, so big boy review. This essentially follows the first movie when in the end of the first Fantastic Beasts, they capture Grindelwald, and then this is about his escape, and then his sort of not rise to power, but his accumulation of followers, and it follows him, and then it also follows Ministry of Magic in Europe. So there's a bunch of ministries attempting to capture him, and it also follows Newt, who is the main actor. Or the main character from the first movie. And obviously we get introduced to Jude Law, Sean, as you mentioned, who is the new Albus Dumbledore. Who's the... Young. Well, I guess, yeah, he's young. The new Albus Dumbledore, but he's the young version of Albus Dumbledore. So it's very
question,
much
Chris.
The trailers are Harry Potter porn.
So quick
it's
question,
very
Chris.
Much Harry Potter porn. Yep, go ahead.
I saw the first one. So does this one, too, take 2.5 hours to find the plot?
No, you kind of understand, I guess when you look at the overall, the big picture, like the trilogy picture, you know what the plot is. Unfortunately, this is a movie and you need to know what the plot is for this one particular movie. You have to have a plot for one movie, not just one plot for the overall trilogy. So, this is my biggest problem with these. This movie in particular, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, first movie, definitely Harry Potter porn, but it also introduced you to the beasts, and it kind of got you involved with, all right, well, this is the New York magic world, and then this is how they interact with everybody else and things like that. And then you get introduced to a few other, obviously, characters, and you get introduced to a few other skilled wizards and things like that. This took so long to find its own footing that the movie was over by the time that actually happened. So throughout this whole movie, and I love Harry Potter. This is Harry Potter porn. I love Harry Potter, and I did not like this.
Wow.
One
wow.
bit. I did not like this one bit. The most interesting parts to this movie were Dumbledore and Grindelwald. And then even then, Grindelwald is Johnny Depp, so they cut him down a lot. They definitely cut him down a lot. So
more than he did in the first one, where it's like, oh, all right, that was him the whole time.
No. Because after the whole like Amber Heard thing.
Oh yeah, no, I know that
they cut him. They cut his parts down. They edited him down a little bit. He should have been in this movie a lot more. But he was one of the most interesting parts of this movie, as was Albus Dumbledore, which leads me to the next part. The movie. The plot, you know the plot of the trilogy, but the plot of this particular movie, you have no idea what it's about, and when it actually comes out, you're just like, oh, well, all right, the end of the movie. That said, it was, quite frankly, I thought it was a ridiculously stupid plot. they're just trying to find an important last true blood wizard. That, and it's ridiculous. It's so stupid. And then you find out it's one of Lestrange. Or I even forget who the end was. I forget who the end was. I really didn't care. But that said, it's Harry Potter porn. I still don't like Newt or Tina, the two main actor and actresses in the first movie. I didn't like him at all. I still don't like him. So, and nothing made me like him more. It actually made me like him less.
So is the Muggle guy still there?
Yeah. Complete shoehorn in.
All right.
Complete shoehorn in. Like at the beginning of the movie, they just took a crowbar and said, like, all right, let's just stick him right in there.
Because, like, he's clearly a stand-in for the audience, but...
Oh, absolutely. And he was, you know, he still did his funny stuff, but it wasn't to the extent of the first one.
To be honest, he was probably the best part of the first one for me.
No, I agree, because he was your connective tissue.
Like, he was also, like, you know, I could relate to him more than any other character. Which, like, I guess is sort of the point if he's just supposed to be a stand-in, but it's like, that's not, you know, bodes well for your other characters, where it's like, I just don't care about you at all.
Yeah. So this is I want to say it's David Yates' fifth Harry Potter film, or... Well, he did 1, 2, 6, 5. So, sixth. So it's probably his sixth film. But anyway, he towards the later Harry Potter movies, which you guys might or might not have seen, there were so many liberties taken in those movies. There's just, like, these huge plot points that people who don't know the books or don't know the whole story will never get. Movies were made solely for book readers.
I remember.
and the thing is, okay, I get it, that's fine. The people who ended up seeing 1 and 2 multiple times and got all their money, those are the people who read the books. Those are the people who love the story, will fill in all the details on their own. That's what it is. That's what it's meant for. Mm. But when you have a movie or a story that is not written down in text, that actually has a set, you know, Fantastic Beasts is a small book, it's not an actual 3-part movie or a 3-movie trilogy. You cannot take those liberties and skip certain things.
Well, Fantastic Beasts doesn't even have a plot. Like,
No. I know, and that's what I mean. You can't... And I don't know if it's David Yates who's the director, or I don't know if it's the writer, but they're taking these leaps in the plot and the story, and they're saying, okay, well, you should know this. We're going to skip ahead a little bit to cut some time. And they've been doing this... He's been doing this for a long time, ever since the fifth movie on.
Yeah, which one was the fifth movie?
He's been doing it a lot.
The fifth movie was...
The Order of the Phoenix. Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah, I remember seeing that one with you guys and being like, well, that was dumb.
And well, then... that's where everybody stopped. That's where,
Yeah.
The first and second movies followed the books to a T. The third was incredibly close. The fourth was incredibly close. But the fifth is kind of where they kind of parted. Not parted, but... took a lot of liberties, and it just continued on until the end. Unfortunately, it's now continuing into this movie, which is annoying because I'm a fan, and I still don't know what's going on. And just to sum everything up, I just did not find any interest whatsoever in this movie until the end. And even then, in the end, it was probably one of the most anticlimactic things. Anticlimactic to a T. But that said, I'm still gonna go see the third one. It is a trilogy. Yeah. Okay. I am still gonna go see the third one because they are setting up the Dumbledore Grindelwald fight. That's the whole purpose of this movie, is to set up that fight. It's not about Fantastic Beasts at all. Sure, there's beasts in it, whatever, but that's not about it. It's about Grindelwald in Dumbledore fighting, who are boyfriends, who are lovers at the time.
Wait, so they were both lovers at the time?
It's implied that they're boyfriends.
Oh, okay.
So is this...
It's, it,
oh, so the, they're
it's like,
actually...
I loved him, like...
they're actually addressing the fact that we retconned Dumbledore into being gay.
Yeah.
Yes. It was...
The only evidence of him being gay from the books is that after they were written, Rowling was like, yeah, I always pictured him being gay.
Yeah, no, you're like, right. That's but it wasn't... I don't want to say... Because there are movies where there's things that are retconned, and it's completely obvious. Mm-hmm. This actually had a smooth intro. Like, you would never have... If you didn't know about all the announcement of him being gay, whatever, it came off as natural. It felt kind of real as and part of the movie.
Okay.
So it wasn't... I don't want to say... Everybody thinks retcon is a bad word, but it didn't come off that way to me.
Okay.
But still, like, I mean, sure, it was Harry Potter porn, and you know, you got your fix. But I would have, for 2 hours, I would have loved to have had a plot or at least been interested. And I think the guy, the kid from the first movie, and is in this next movie. There is a spoiler at the end, and I won't say it until it's actually out and free for people to rent. So until the end, the kid is actually more important than you think. But I hate his acting. I forget his name. I think he's the Flash.
Ezra Miller?
Yeah, I hate his acting. So, I hate it.
So the same exact thing as the first one where I was sitting there watching, like, who the hell is this guy and why do we keep focusing on him? Until the very end where they're like, oh, yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah, he has this whole... I don't want to say it's a subplot, but it's part of the main plot, and it's just kind of his trail to the main plot. And I just have no interest, and I hate his acting in this. I don't want to say I hate his acting, but I hate the way it was written. And it's probably acting. It's probably both. I'm not going to lie. But unfortunately, he's going to play a huge part in the next movie. So
hooray.
Yeah, I know. There's a huge spoiler alert, and it just makes me think, like, well, that movie was completely stupid. So, because it's just, I don't know. It just, it's not.
Well, Chris,
it's not really what I wanted.
We need a rating.
I'm gonna go mid six. So I'm thinking like 6.6.
All right, 6.6.
It was still like a cinematic experience. Yes, there were a lot of leaps in the plot. The acting was not really enticing. There were a few good ones, but the purpose of the movie was one thing, and I completely wanted something else.
Yeah,
from the movie, I wanted the Dumbledore. I wanted Grindelwald. Whenever those two were on screen, I wanted to see everybody else, which was about 75% of the movie, I didn't want to pay attention to.
Would you say this was your, as a Harry Potter fan's, Last Jedi?
Last Jedi?
Yeah. Like, to a Star Wars fan, where the Last Jedi is?
Or Force Awakens, you mean?
No, Last Jedi. Force Awakens isn't bad. I would say Fantastic Beasts is Force Awakens.
I dislike both of them, so.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't want to say that, but this is definitely my least favorite of the movies.
Okay.
Well, so, of all of them.
Well, moving on to our last sort of topic, alluding to it for a while, is this Avengers 4 movie that's coming out. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Small movie.
Small movie. Small cast, too. Don't know if you've heard of anybody in it, but yeah, so... there have been rumors all over the place about when this trailer is going to drop. And it was actually rumored to being today, this Wednesday, was what the rumor said. But as of, I think, last night, the rumor mill turned again and said, supposedly, Disney is postponing the release to Friday because of a certain event that was happening today that I found out about on Monday.
Sean.
Yes.
Sean, are you saying Bush died, people lied?
I'm saying I woke up, I was at work Monday morning going, wait, George Bush died? Thanks, Facebook, for telling me. God.
Oh, God. You can't.
Shut up. We got a spare.
Yeah, so then.
Wait, I don't. What? I don't get it. I'm just,
what? What don't you get?
Like, is this supposed to be funny?
Anyways. But yeah, so the rumor mill is saying that it's been postponed to Friday. So expect a possible Avengers teaser Friday is what everybody's basically pointing towards. Yeah. And the other thing is there's also a part of the same rumor mill that's going. They're saying a possible teaser trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home this weekend.
No.
Which that, just I don't believe. Like, yeah. I mean, this is, I'm pretty
no,
sure.
No, that's way too early.
Okay, that's a bridge
yeah.
too far.
No, but this is what the rumor mills are saying currently.
Like, I honestly think we're not going to get an Avengers 4 trailer till after Captain Marvel.
That's no. what I think.
No, it's if they even were like this. I mean, months ago, they were saying, yeah, probably December sometime. For the Avengers trailer.
If there's not an Avengers trailer in front of Mary Poppins, I would like be so surprised.
Yeah. So, I mean, so basically what it comes down to is any day now, guys, any day. It's going
to
happen.
It's been any day for 2 months, according to Rumor Mill.
So. Well, no, Rumor Mill has always stated December. It's always stated December.
Well, yeah, but like literally the last week and a half, it's been like, oh yeah, it might drop today. Like,
yeah, okay. It's definitely heated up the last couple weeks.
I mean, they make these trailer announcements like huge things. Like they put it on like fucking Jimmy Kimmel or like Good Morning America. Like it's not just going to fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
Or like Sunday Night Football. Good Morning America recently.
What?
Not necessarily Jimmy Kimmel. So recently the big trailer releases have been Good Morning America.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Monday Night Football had one, didn't they? Which one was that?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel.
One of the Star Wars ones.
Yeah, the Star Wars ones. The last little bit of Marvel that I want to talk about is so the Russo brothers have basically stated this is it for them. Avengers 4. They did Civil War. They did Avengers 3. They did Avengers 4. They're basically done, you know, hanging up those coats, giving up on everything. Unless they do a Secret Wars movie, then they're totally down to do it.
I don't want them.
You don't want them to? Do not want
to. I love what they. The thing is, I love what they did.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get tired of them. I don't want to get tired of them.
I'm okay with them taking on these big movies, though. They've done a good job with the Avengers, whereas, you know, Josh Whedon didn't do a horrible job. Like, the first Avengers, he did a great job. He kind of, like, screwed up for the second one. These guys, they took over, and, I mean, what are our complaints about Avengers 3? Like, Infinity War? There are really not many complaints.
The only thing is congestion. I guess,
it's just too much.
There's a lot, but I mean, that's what this was all going towards. No, I mean, you could obviously stand here and be like, then give me another director who could do it, but
it's
stupid.
A garbage plate of a movie. Just a lot of food, but like, just delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, John, you referred to it as like a 30-ounce steak. It wasn't the best steak you've ever had, but you know, it was pretty good.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I want to try something new. Okay. I think the Russos do well with, I hate to say it, but I think the Russos right now are doing really well with small, earthly parts.
Like,
plots.
Okay.
So like their best movies right now are, well, what are the three they did? They did Civil War.
Yep, Avengers 3 and Avengers 4.
Cap 2.
Yeah.
Cap 2.
Oh, yeah,
Avengers
that's right.
3.
That's right, they did do Cap 2.
So Civil War was great, I think.
Yeah.
Cap 2 was the best one, I think.
They've all been good.
Yeah, no, they've done an awesome job with all of them. Hmm. So
pretty
I mean,
much right now, any movie without Thor and Hulk, pretty much.
Yeah.
Are their best movies.
But more or less, I think what I'm hinting at is, do you want a Secret Wars movie?
Yeah, what is the Secret War?
So, Secret
it's
Wars.
A secret!
Yeah, God, John. Shh. No, all the superheroes, like the Avengers, the X-Men, and the Fantastic Four, are all transported to an extraterrestrial planet where they fight against each other. What?
So it's just not going to happen.
Well.
No. It's not going to happen.
With Marvel taking on those roles, I mean, or
it's
those properties, I mean,
Sean, I don't think you're understanding what's coming out of John's mouth. It's truth. Literally, truth is spewing out of John's mouth.
Well,
right
in two
now.
Years when they announced Secret Wars is being happened, I'll remember this.
Well, here's your problem. Here's your problem. Right,
Our bet then? Because I want to make a bet.
No, I'm not making a bet.
Sean, you need to think about this.
No, I'm thinking about it.
You need to have Fantastic Four and Doctor Doom in the Secret War. So that's 4 years out for that movie.
Okay.
Then also, you need to make sure that people forget every single thing that came out with the title Venom. And then you can get that in there.
Why do you have to forget Venom? Venom's getting a sequel. Where did it come from? I know that.
Venom made a lot of money.
Yeah,
guys.
Venom is getting a sequel.
I know. But
Venom, I think, was it top MCU. Four of the year? Or like at least top five, I think.
Venom, yeah, it's the fifth largest movie of the year. $850 million.
Yeah.
Like, that is insane.
It's... And Chris hated it, I know that. And I think it's a horrible movie, but it's so enjoyable, it's great.
I guess I'm just a better film reviewer than you.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, Mr. 9.1 on Wonder Woman.
Says the guy who had enjoyed Aramente, Devil, and the Demon, or whatever it is.
Yeah, and so did everybody else who's
seen
it. Gave
it a 7. Yeah. Like, it's not like I was like... jizzing myself over that movie.
No. I was talking to Sean.
I gave it a 7.3, a little bit higher than a 7. Once again, what's your point?
You guys don't have like a good rating system.
Sure.
What movie have you rated that's below a 6?
Below a 6 right now.
We don't see shitty movies.
Yeah. Hold the Dark, Anon,
Jurassic World 2.
Venom,
you didn't see Jurassic
Hold
World
the Dark,
too.
Anon,
Mute.
Are you talking your movies or my
I'm talking
movies?
About my movies that are below a 6. I've seen below right. sixes. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll have to hash this out another time.
Yeah, when I'm in person and don't have a delay.
Then we'll fight.
We're going to fight to the death over who
I think we got some lists coming. Maybe not next week, but the week after.
Yep, definitely.
I think Sean is also supposed to put out a video.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Right. It takes some time.
What did you think of the list, by the way?
It's an interesting list. I don't want to give anything away.
Okay, make sure you put the actual, not the actor sometimes, but the actual name of the character.
I know. All right, well, if you enjoy this podcast, you can find us on Stitcher, Podbean, Facebook, answer the Star Wars trivia question, and until next time, everyone.
Bye.